Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
106. It is now time to make that call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums at 724-443-5610. Donnie Football in for Pomp and Joe on this Steelers victory Monday. If you want to continue reacting to the win in Dublin, 412-928-9370 is the number to join the conversation. We have some Pirates news to get to momentarily. The Buccos ended their season with a 4-1 loss yesterday in Atlanta. 71-91, last place in the NL Central. Time to get set for 2026, baby, and it could be more of the same. There is some news to react to on that front in just a few moments. But I do want to keep taking your calls if you want them on the Steelers. If you want to chime in on the Buccos or anything else we talked about today, college football. We talked for a few minutes about Marc-Andre Fleury's return and final game in Pittsburgh on Saturday. Feel free, 412-928-9370. You can also hit the fan text line at that same number. That is brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Manny is on the fan. What's going on, Manny?
Hi, guys. I was noticing in the game a lot of the snaps from center to Aaron Rodgers were awfully low, forcing him to bend over, which can't be good for his back at his age, and also robs him of time. I'm wondering if that extra second would allow the receivers to get further down the field.
Yeah, Manny, I mean, that's a good point you bring up. Frazier is somebody who I think plays a lot of the game. A lot of the parts of the game are very good, most of what we see from him. A snap like that, and those snaps can throw off the rhythm of an offense. It can throw off the rhythm of a play. You know, when a snap goes low, when a snap goes high, it can throw off timing. And any millisecond that gets thrown off, that can create the difference of a big play on offense or defense. You know, a low snap, maybe a bobbled snap, a fumbled snap, everything like that throws off an offense that would otherwise be at full strength. So that is something that does need to be worked on. I know there were some issues last season between Zach Frazier and Justin Fields, and a lot of people just kind of threw that on Justin Fields because he had a history of fumbling. But there are some snaps that we see that are concerning during a game, but there aren't a ton. It's not a big-time problem to me just yet. You know, it does take a certain amount of mental focus at that point in a game where, you know, it could be rep 1, it could be rep 55, on the offense, and maybe a snap goes low and it's not perfect, that sometimes you get those. But We're not seeing them frequently enough yet for me to freak out. 412-928-9370. This also coming from our web guy, Andrew Lindberg, helping me out a little bit on this Pirates story. So the Pirates have extended manager Don Kelly. That is part one of the news today. And I don't know if there really is a part two. Don Kelly and Ben Cherington will speak to the media today at 3:30. That would tell me that at least for now, Ben Cherington is here to stay. And here is more of a quote from Bob Nutting on the extension of Don Kelly. Quote, "This season we fell short as an organization both on and off the field. It has been unacceptable. Our focus must shift to execution, to delivering wins. Results are the only thing that matter. We owe it to our fans, to the city, and to the legacy of this team to get it right. Ben and everyone in the organization fully understands what is expected and that the work ahead demands urgency. Today's announcement of Donnie is the first of many steps we will take this offseason to bring winning baseball back to Pittsburgh." Austin, I don't know about you. That tells me that GMBC is back for year number 7, baby. And we have a 37 to 40-year-old outfielder out there, and maybe one's already on the Pirates roster, Tommy Pham and Andrew McCutchen. Come on down. You will be our big offseason acquisition.
Year after year after year, they changed the manager. I do like Don Kelly. He's a better manager than our guy Shelty. They need to make a move at general manager. Noah Hyles had a really good story in the Post-Gazette that came out today where some players spoke anonymously.
I have that quote ready to go, too.
Yes. So we'll put that one on a tee for you, where basically they were criticizing Cherington, and a large portion the players were criticizing Cherington in this article with the quotes to Noah, whether it be late in the season, earlier in the season, basically saying that they did not do enough to put a good enough product on the field. And I don't know what quote you're going to reference, but basically that they did not put enough financial commitment to the team to make even the players believe that they could do it.
Yeah, it's damning to Cherington, you know, given how he put the team together, but it's even more so on Bob Nutting because of the money or lack thereof that went into their on-field product. So this was an article from our guy Noah Hyles from the Post-Gazette. He put this out there this morning following the end of the Pirates season. Again, 71-91, last place in the NL Central by a lot. Three teams in the division made the playoffs. Two of them very small markets. The Milwaukee Brewers are the best team in baseball. The Chicago Cubs made it. Okay, that's a big market team. They put a lot of money into that team. That team should be good given, you know, what baseball shoots for. They're in the playoffs. The Cincinnati Reds. Yes, the bustling metropolis that is Cincinnati, Ohio. The Reds. They made it. They knocked out the big money Mets, who spent $1 billion on their team. So even though it hasn't produced a World Series winner, small markets, that is, in a long, long time, you can't tell me that small market baseball is dead around the league and that you can't even put a competitive team together, put a playoff team together in a small market. We are still seeing teams do it. The Cleveland Guardians pulled off one of the most monumental comebacks in MLB history. They made the playoffs again. They were, what, 15 and a half games down like a month and a half ago of the Detroit Tigers. They passed them up. But again, both Cleveland and Detroit make the playoffs. We are seeing small market teams still compete. That is what is most frustrating. The Pirates need to fix their ways more than just the pocketbook, which I know people quickly just say, well, Bob Nutting has to put more money into the team. And he still should. I'm not saying that the money should be where it's at. It should be a higher payroll, no doubt. absolutely no doubt and no argument from me. But it doesn't take that much more to put a competitive bunch on the field. So here are some of these quotes to Noah Hyles. Now, this was from one anonymous player in this article. Quote, people think we are underachieving. Look around here. I think we are playing to our potential. This is what $90 million gets you. Oh, man, that is a shot at what this team, what this organization puts on the field. More of this quote. Some of the teams we play aren't even trying to win. They are rebuilding while still having a higher payroll than us. What do you think that tells us? That's incredible. Incredible.
Could I give some positivity to what I just heard?
You can try.
Donnie, this, and this is the takeaway that I have from it, honestly makes me feel better, a little bit better, about how negotiations could go for a salary cap, salary floor. Because as this player, whoever it is talking about the $90 million and the lack of financial commitment from the organization, let's say they floor it at 120, 130. That forces you to spend another $40 million. Forces you automatically. And sure, the other 29 other teams are going to have to do that as well, but it provides more of a commitment. You have to spend money. You need to be committed. And maybe the owner doesn't like that, and he ultimately says, you know what, maybe I will give it to somebody else. Or it will create more of an urgency. That extra $30, $40 million, that is your left fielder. That is your third baseman next year. That is another catcher or another bat that you want. That could get you two bats, $15 million apiece or $20 million for a bat, whatever. And it forces you to actually do something where right now the current system doesn't allow them to do it. So obviously the quote is damning. There's no doubt about that. But I think that that makes me feel a little bit better about these negotiations coming up because we know the owners are pushing for a salary cap. Maybe some players will be okay with it.
Yeah, and if that results in a work stoppage, that could also shorten what we see out of Paul Skenes in Pittsburgh. The Pirates only have so many options here. They either actually try to put something together while having Paul Skenes under their control, along with one of the better, and dare I say one of the best, young pitching staffs in baseball. That's right. I do think the pitching staff is that good and can be that good. They led the league in shutouts, and they finished 20 games below 500. 20 games! Paul Skenes, the best pitcher in baseball by a mile. I know wins and losses don't really matter, but it is a reflection on who he plays for. He was 10-10. He had a WAR of 7.6. His ERA was 1.97. His ERA plus was 217. The average number is 100. That is staggering. The guy is so overwhelmingly good. He is the best pitcher that I have ever seen wear a Pirate uniform. He just put together possibly the most dominant season a pitcher for this franchise has ever done. They won 71 games. And the guys behind him, I know some players could be better. Not all of these guys behind him are perfect. The bullpen isn't perfect. But they absolutely have the pieces to put together a really good young pitching staff. You have a guy that you could move in the offseason to possibly get you, I don't know, a decent bat. The Spencer Horwitz trade looks really good on Ben Cherington's docket. I'll give him that. Got a little bit lucky, I think. I mean, I don't know how many people expected Luis Ortiz to get banned from baseball. But Horwitz was a pretty solid player for them. You have to trade Mitch Keller in the offseason. Find some team that is in desperate need of a pitcher. Because Keller, it's not that he's great. Yet another season where the ERA was above 4. But I wouldn't declare him a bad pitcher. He can be somebody that really any team puts in the middle of their staff. And for a good team, they can put at the end of their staff. And that rounds out a good 1-5. They have to get a comparable offensive player in return for him. And then you put together a pitching staff that is led by Paul Skeens. You have guys like Mike Burrows, Braxton Ashcraft, who showed me a lot more than I expected this season. Braxton Ashcraft was a huge surprise. Bubba Chandler, who outside of one outing, that start against Milwaukee 3 weeks ago, showed that he has something to him. You have a bullpen with Dennis Santana back there that could absolutely be your team's closer. You have pieces in that bullpen that will work.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You have guys like Johan Oviedo, who you may not have a home for, but can find one for. You still have young pitchers in your system ready to come up. Hunter Barco came up very late in the season. They have a lot to work with when it comes to pitchers. We can credit Ben Cherington a little bit there. The hitting is atrocious. The hitting is embarrassing. The problem for most of my viewing life was that the Pirates never really had a good staff. They would have bats, oddly enough. They had guys that could hit the baseball, but the team ERA would be like in the fives, and they would be brutal. They would lose every game 10-7 on average. Not quite that, but you get what I'm saying. Now they lose a lot of games 2-1. 1-0. They led the league in shutouts as a pitching staff. They finished 20 games below 500. 412-928-9370. I'm going to go to some calls here. You can hop on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Let's go to Frank in Shaler. What's up, Frank?
Hey there. I firmly believe Cherington is back for a couple of reasons. One is, A, he has a contract, and you don't need to make an announcement if your ego is big enough to say, we're bringing someone back. You just do it. But the main reason is you hire a GM to hire a manager. You don't hire a manager and then bring in a GM who is handicapped to bring in his own people. And so if they really were going to get a new GM, you would wait to make an announcement on Donnie Kelly.
Yeah, Frank, I get your point there. I really do, because that is the hierarchy and that is the way that things should be done. The organization clearly likes Don Kelly. And again, I think he did fine. I think he did fine with what he was working with. This team was in such a hole that the season was over as he took over. Derek Shelton had them at 12-26. By that time, they were done. They would never come close to or even sniff being in any sort of conversation. And not that Don Kelly did award-winning work. He went 59-65. It is fair to ask, where would this team be if he was the manager all season? I think there's no question to it, they would be better than what they finished at. Would they be better than what they were in 23-24, 76-86? I think there's a shot at that. I think there's a shot that the team is like a 78 or 79 win team if Don Kelly is the manager from the very first day. And I don't rule out the possibility that Don Kelly could be a manager of a potential playoff team. The playoffs are extended a bit now, and that opens up an opportunity for a new team like the Pirates. I mean, look at the Reds. Why can't they be what the Cincinnati Reds were? I know that I'm a bigger Terry Francona fan than most. That guy was in the Pirates' backyard. They knew that Derek Shelton was not the man for the job. They had every opportunity to do what the Reds did. It's not that the Reds made some big-time offseason moves. They made a couple of just like the Pirates. Now, theirs worked out better than what the Pirates did. But they're a team in a very similar situation. They have a good young pitching staff. They have an offense that doesn't set the world on fire. They have a better player whose last name is Cruz. It's actually De La Cruz. But even he had a quiet second half of the season, like the one that the Pirates have. And they just made the playoffs. They got a lot of help from the Mets, who completely crumbled in the back half. The Mets at one time were the best team in baseball in like the middle of the season. They were 45-24. They just missed the postseason. And the Reds were the beneficiaries. Why can't that be the Pirates next year? I'm not saying this team has to win a World Series. I know that's a bit real unrealistic. But man, I would kill for a spot this time next season to be sitting here and thinking, you know what, the Pirates just played meaningful baseball in the season's final week. I would love that. Instead, the season was over by May. 412-928-9370. Dennis is in the car now. He's on the fan. What's up, Dennis?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call there, Donnie. Listen, the Reds passed the eye test as far as their hitters go. The Pirates, what, you gave us four starters that can't hit who are hitting below 200. And all I hear from the general manager is that, well, you know, the bat speed, when the ball comes off, they're hitting it over 100 miles an hour, but that don't score you any runs. And until the GM starts to find a different metric other than what he putzes around with, they are going to be done. That's it.
Yeah, Dennis. I mean, giving Ben Cherington another year, that doesn't really make me warm and fuzzy thinking about the Pirates. I just feel as if it will be a similar offseason to what it was. My only hope is that the words of their best player light a fire under them. The words of Paul Skenes from earlier this season, throughout this season, where he said, you know, paraphrasing here, but we need to have a better effort in the offseason. We need to do things differently. Kind of saying, I can't do everything myself. I will be the best pitcher I can possibly be. And I think he was. He just put together, and I know people will reference Drabek, and they'll go all the way back to Steve Blass and Vern Lott. Listen, in the modern era of baseball, Paul Skeens just put together the best season of a Pirates pitcher. Okay, you don't see 10 complete games by anybody in 2025 anymore. You just don't. So yeah, you're not going to see complete games. You're not going to see 8 shutouts in a year. But what Paul Skeens did was masterful. And the Pirates rewarded him with a 71-91 season. I've said it for a while. They have a golden ticket on their roster. They have a guy who was made to bring playoff baseball back to Pittsburgh, but he can only do so much. I hope that his words that they need to step up is what helps propel this organization a little bit to get their act together.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long and visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Donnie Football finishing up with you on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. The guys will be in here in about 20 minutes. I will step behind the glass. That is where Austin Bechtold is right now. We are taking your call. Some reaction here to this Pirates news that broke this afternoon. Don Kelly extended as Pirates manager. He and Ben Cherington will speak to the media at 3:30 today. That tells me that GMBC is going to be back for his 7th season as Pirates GM. 412-928-9370 to join the conversation. We have a couple of calls lined up on that. 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. We are about 10 minutes away from that. And What's Cooking is brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. Now let's get to some of these calls. 412-928-9370. The always passionate, always fiery Greg in Youngstown. What's up, Greg?
You know what? I'm irritated because the Guardians are in the playoffs and their hitting's just as bad as ours. So I don't get it. But here's the thing. Okay, they're going to stay, but here's the thing what they got to do. And Kelly's has to do this too. Set your starting rotation from day one. Don't put Ashcroft in the bullpen. He starts. All these guys start unless you trade one of these guys. Number two, Connor Griffin starts day one next year if his spring training goes well. Number three, trade for that Rooker on the A's. Get a bona fide hitter. Trade somebody. And Sawinski, Canario need to be off this team. They need to fill those positions with better players. I mean, they could make the playoffs because the Reds and the Guardians made the playoffs, yep. And they're hitting stink.
Greg, how about the Guardians? They've been, what, I think over 500, 12 of the last 13 seasons. They've been in the playoffs almost 10 times. I mean, it is frustrating to, and you're a guy in Youngstown, you're right in between both Pittsburgh and Cleveland. It sucks to see that team could be the Pirates every single year, but the Pirates just don't want that to happen.
Well, here's the big difference between the Guardians and the Pirates. They hold their players accountable. They don't take pitchers out in the fourth inning like the Pirates do because they're afraid the guy's arm's going to fall off. They get every run they can get, bunting, stealing, whatever they have to do, they do everything to try to win the game. I just feel sometimes this team plays for the next day and the next day. Don't worry about the next week. Go win every game that's out there because that's the problem with this team. They don't try to win. They're like thinking about, well, our pitcher might, you know, his arm might blow out. Just don't worry about this. Try to win every game next year and put the best players on the field. So I'll let you go.
Good call, Greg, as always. And something else about the Guardians, too, is that they develop players so much better than the Pirates. That is a drum that I have been beating for a long time. You think, what do these small market teams do better than the Pirates? Yeah, they spend a little bit more money, but it is an amount of money that the Pirates could very easily spend. The other thing that sticks out, what Milwaukee does that's better, what Cleveland does that is better, what really besides this year, Tampa Bay does that is better. Baltimore has done it better in the past. They have developed their own players so, so much better than the Pirates have. It is not even close. Yeah, they'll go out and they'll get some guys. Every team does. They'll bring something in-house. But a lot of those players are homegrown. And the Pirates have homegrown guys, but how often do they work out? Henry Davis. The only reason he's on a roster and will be on a roster is because he is Paul Skenes' personal catcher. So he might as well hold on to that as a former first overall pick. Nick Gonzalez, okay, decent player. I think we overrate him a little bit because so many other guys are bad. He's also a former first round pick. He should be good. O'Neill Cruz fell flat in the second half of the season. He was awful. Brian Reynolds has had his worst pro season in 2025. Jack Sawinski, he looked like a good story a few years ago. That is long over. The guy is hitting below 150. He had an OPS plus of 51 this season. Jared Triolo, at the end of the season, he has the highest WAR of any regular position player on the Pirates roster. A guy that people wondered if he could hit a baseball until the month of August finished with a WAR of 2.4. And I know he's great on defense. I get that earns him some points. But by that statistic, he is the best position player on this team. Staggering. 412-928-9370. Anthony is in Indy. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, Donnie. Yeah, I feel like this bringing Kelly back, it's just the path of least resistance possible. You know, it's Sherrington looking like he's going to be back again. It's just everything what's his name wants, Bob. It's, you know, keep the payroll low. It's just going to be the same old. So we'll be sitting here in spring, when spring training starts, and it's going to be the same thing. There'll be a 36-year-old outfielder and then a 5'8" first baseman or something like that. And it's rinse and repeat.
Yeah, man, it's frustrating. I mean, we are going to hit spring training 2026, and my anticipation, until they do something differently, we will see what happens with Mitch Keller. We will see if they make a move there. Greg in Youngstown brought up Brent Rooker. You know, call the Athletics. Call the Orioles. Call the Red Sox, who are a playoff team this year. You have a guy that you can dangle out there as a trade piece. They have bats. Those teams have bats. Contact them and make something happen. It worked out in your favor this year. They got Spencer Horwitz for Luis Ortiz. There were a couple of prospects thrown into that deal, but we'll see if those guys really pan out for the Guardians. They may. They do develop players quite well. Horwitz was pretty good. I don't have a ton of complaints about him. He played 108 games, 11 homers, 51 runs batted in, a 118 OPS plus. He ended up being their best offensive player by season's end, who played at least 100 games. Triolo, we know that the war is high on him because of the defense, but Horwitz will come back as at least a steady hand at first base, and Luis Ortiz is likely never going to play Major League Baseball again. So that's a win for Ben Sherrington. Speaking of Spencer Horwitz, that's who Mike wants to talk about. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, yeah. Hey, listen, not only do I love your passion about the Pirates, but Greg in Youngstown always gets me fired up. But what I want to talk about was Horwitz. Horwitz ends up looking like their best player. He looks like their best player, but he only hits against right-handed hitters. If he's in there as an everyday player, his average goes from 260 down to 215. And it's like, is he really that good of an acquisition? Because that's what they ended up doing with O'Neill Cruz. They sat him down against lefties, and he still sunk to the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah, Mike, I don't mean to cut you off there. I do think given the way things worked out on the other end, it looks good for the Pirates. It looks good for Ben Sherrington. Because, yeah, the splits aren't necessarily pretty to look at for Spencer Horwitz, but I think given that they virtually got him for nothing because of what happened to Luis Ortiz. I've had conversations with friends about this over the last week. It's not a dislike for Spencer Horwitz. I just think the Pirates lucked out a little bit there. I think it's fair to admit that. And, you know, sometimes, given how bad their luck normally is, they do need to have things go their way. Because normally they butcher it so badly that, you know, having a guy they traded then be banned from baseball, that's the type of thing that would happen to them. So it's nice that the shoe is on the other foot for once. So this is the Pirates news to react to today. The guys will get into this, I'm sure, but it will be a lot of Steelers coming up with them in just about 10 minutes until 6 o'clock. Want to thank everybody who joined the conversation today. Some great stuff out there from the callers, whether it was about the Steelers, whether it was about the Pirates, college football, anything and everything in between. Austin, great work behind the glass. You will be on tonight from 6 until 7, a little PM team overtime. Fan weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Cloudy today and a high of 81. The PM team is next on 93.7 The Fan. Donnie Football signing off.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.